So how do you explain the last 2 weeks, the last 3 weeks for that matter, that you've put up?
You know, I just have to do that to preparation, I guess, just preparation and perseverance through the rough season and some tough losses we had on the offensive side, but just really pushing through and trying to stay determined to have a good season.
You mentioned the rough season. What has it been like working with so many quarterbacks, the number of changes, the injuries, and the challenges that you mentioned? What has that been like as a receiver trying to work with so many moving parts?
It's definitely not normal. I don't think there are too many wide receivers to have to deal with that in a single season. It's kind of rough. We're still dealing with it now. We're not really sure as what we're going to do or where we're going to go. But I know the coaches will make the right decisions, and it seems as though they tried to this far. But it is pretty rough to stay on the get a good rhythm with just one quarterback when there's been so many changes. So it's definitely something you can't get used to.
What was it like working with Brian Hoyer earlier this season?
It was a great experience. You know, he's one of those guys that wants to go out there and prove himself every time he steps on the field. You know, he definitely has that underdog mentality. He never wants to quit. He's always fired up about the game. He really loves it. He's a great guy, but, you know, it was just cut short for him, and that's unfortunate.
Did you have any interaction with the Patriots when you were going through your draft process?
With who now?
The Patriots.
I'm not sure who that is.
The New England Patriots?
Oh, the Patriots.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, the Patriots. I sat down once with him at my pro day. I didn't really have a normal draft draft experience, but I sat down with him for like a few minutes, but that was about it.
Do you remember if that was Belichick or an assistant?
Oh, no, it was just like a recruiter or something like that. I'm not sure his name.
What are you seeing from Aqib Talib on film?
From Aqib Talib?
Yes.
You know, it seems though he's a real fiery kind of guy. He wants to go out there and improve. I guess he's physical, and it seems as though he wants to establish himself as one of the top tier cornerbacks. You know, and that's great, and that's good for him. You know, they're on a great defense. He's a great player. You know, but at the same time, I have to go out there and do what I have to do, regardless of who I line up against. But there's a lot of credit for what he's doing this season.
You see any similarities between him and Joe Hayden at all, or are they different players?
I think they're similar in regards to, I think, being real scrappy football players when the ball's in the air. I think, you know, I'm definitely going to be a little more biased to Joe because that's my teammate. I see him a lot more, you know, as when the ball's in the air. I think Joe got a higher percentage of coming down with it. But, you know, they're both great guys. Both solid veteran players. You know, I got respect for both of them. But I really haven't seen Aqib Talib play too much. I just watched his film a little bit today. But this is the first time we get to challenge him in a season for me. So it'll be an experience.
Josh, are you friendly with anyone on the Patriots team?
I can't say that I am. I know I trained with Kimbrell Tompkins a little bit, but I don't really know him too well. Trained out in Miami with him, I think, and is Brandon Spikes still on the team?
Yeah.
Okay, I've trained with him as well in Florida. But I couldn't say just too friendly, no.